We are on our way to Freeport, which is a water town. All water town sounds like, yeah, we're going to the water town, see?
War
sounds
world.
Like so
Kevin
old.
Kevin Costner will be there, Dennis.
Kevin Costner with Fins.
Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper. So figure on. I'm just going to shut the radio off. We don't want any copyright infringement. So we're going to review Alien Covenant. I was so fucking disappointed in this movie, Mike. How about you? What did you think of it?
Well, I went in with not extreme expectations, but a little excited to see a Ridley Scott Alien film. I know it was a prequel to Alien and a sequel to Prometheus. So I knew what I was getting myself into. I was entertained, but I was disappointed that the alien sequences were rushed.
Mm-hmm.
What I did like about the movie was that it was a Fassbender movie.
Oh, he was fantastic.
And he steals the movie from me. So if I look at it as, okay, this is about androids.
Yes.
That's a good movie. I enjoyed that.
Yes.
But the fact that it's called Alien and then you barely see them.
Yeah.
You know, and plus you don't care about the other characters.
Exactly. And plus the characters had, there were so many interesting qualities about them. Like, you had the Billy Crudup character who, he was a man of faith. And
he was also a wimp.
Well, that was the thing. And then the rest of the crew didn't respect him because he was a fill-in. He was the second in command for James Franco. I don't even know that James Franco was going to be in this movie. I didn't see any of the...
Oh, yeah, that was a...
I didn't see any of the teasers or anything like that. So I'm like, is that James Franco?
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Cameo.
Yeah, his cameo. So you had some interesting character quirks from the different characters. But like with the Billy Crudup character, none of that was explored. So you introduced us to this quality, which was interesting. But then we didn't go anywhere with it, except for, like, you know, the last line that Fassbender gave before he killed him, saying, you know, do you believe in anything?
Yeah.
And that was really it. So, it didn't explore any of that.
There's two things I got to say, too, and I'm sure you might agree with this one point, is that I saw the ending coming a mile away.
Oh, my God!
There's a twist at the end that we won't say.
No, we could say it. This is spoilers. Let's just spoil it. Go ahead, Mike. I'll spoil it.
I don't want to be guilty of this.
Okay, so at the end, the Fassbender plays two parts. And again, he was the best part of this movie. Fassbender can, even if he's in a shitty movie, he can do no wrong. He is that good of an actor. So he played David and he played Walter, which apparently was the name of the two producers of the movie.
Let me just jump in there with Walter and David.
Yeah.
Here's my analysis of those two characters. I'm not sure. Maybe this is on purpose. I'm sure it was. David in this movie is very much like Ash, which was the android in the first Alien movie played by Ian Holm.
Yeah.
Very, you know, shady.
Sure.
The way he speaks. And then Walter remind me more of Bishop from Aliens.
Yes.
Lance Henriksen.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Little background, but
yeah. Yep. So Walter and David, which were named after the producers of the movie, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
It was Walter Hill and David, whoever. I forgot his name.
I want to say Giler, but I'm not
sure. Yeah, it is Giler. David Giler. So, David is from Prometheus, and Walter is an upgraded model of David, and they get into that. So, at the end, they have differing programming and philosophies. David, as we find out, he gets short-circuited a little bit. He's a little malfunctioned because he got the name of the composer wrong. So that's how it showed that he was a little off, and that's probably part of why David was a little off.
He's twitchy, which is also like Ash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, his program was a little off, and he saw the alien as such a perfect creature, he wanted to up their population.
I like that too. I like that it was engineering and there was a lot of weird sci-fi stuff happening in the background.
It had to do with creation, so you figure this could have plugged into the Billy Crudup character. I don't even know his name. But yeah. that could have been part of the character. Dr. Manhattan was his name. Yes, thank you. wait, wasn't that Jim Caviezel or was that
Billy? No, that was Crudup.
Crudup was in that?
It was
I always get Crudup and Caviezel confused.
In Watchmen.
In Watchmen. So you have the two androids fighting. So you never see the result of the fight, but you have David say something like, you know, it's up to you. Do you choose between us or the humans? And you're led to believe that Walter is the person who is the android who wins the fight, who defeats David, and he comes back and is going to take the colonists to the planet, and he's the good one who won everything. But you come to find out that it was really David who won, and he sabotages everything, and he's going to end up repopulating the colonists with the alien embryos that he brought on board.
Boom, there's the spoiler. But I mean, the giveaway was in the fight. First of all, the fight is cut short.
Yes.
It is cut short, leaving you to think, okay, who's going to win?
Yes.
And it also gives you a little cutaway of a blade. And they're like, okay, he's going to, you know, Walter loses his hand. We know what's going to happen.
Right.
But the other point, I don't know if you were done with that point. But
yeah, go ahead.
The other second point I was going to make was with the characters, the other characters that we didn't care about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they had a lot of potential.
Yes.
The quirks were there, like
yes.
you said. But I also was going to comment that today's movie format is so fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because of the audiences these days. I don't know. But when you compare this to, like, the first Alien, there's a lot. You don't want to say it's dragging. It's not. But there's a lot of, like, spread-out character development. Like, you don't even see the alien in the first movie till, like, an hour into the movie.
And it didn't matter because you cared about these characters.
Exactly. You're spending the first hour building up to this creepy thing. You're learning about the characters. You're caring about the characters. And all of a sudden, you're shitting bricks when they start getting, you know, they bite the dust one by one.
And what was special about the first Alien is that the audience... Now, I saw Alien after I saw Aliens. I saw Aliens first when I was a kid.
Same with me. Yeah.
So I kind of knew going into this that, oh, I thought it was going to be a Ripley movie. But when you watch Alien, I'm guessing the audience was led to believe that Tom Skerritt's the main character and he's going to be the hero as the captain. But then when he dies, that was probably a surprise. And then they leave it up to Ripley surviving at the end of the first
right.
one.
Yeah.
But yeah, you felt an attachment to all these characters. And
there was a realism to it. And you kind of sense that with Alien Covenant, but they didn't explore it.
I didn't sense Dick in Alien Covenant.
I sensed that there was a potential for it.
There was a potential, but and there was a potential because there were couples, they were married.
Was it Danny McBride was having emotional issues for some?
Yeah, so I can...
It's like, okay, I feel bad, but not you know, as much as I did when, you know...
But, you know, at the same time, the characters
John
in this
Hurt
movie...
Got hurt.
They were on... Yes, John Hurt got hurt, yes. But they were on a mission to go to a completely different planet. So you would figure that they would be so well trained to deal with any alien encounters, any quarantine issues, that they would have to be so by the book and so emotionally prepared to deal with anything that came their way, which is what the crew did in Alien. Even though they were under duress, they were still calm for the most part and by the book. Same thing with Aliens, with the exception of Hudson, which, you know, even though I liked the character
in Aliens,
the Bill Paxton character was out of character for being a trained military officer to lose it like he did. And which led me to the character issues with Alien Covenant. There was one woman, Danny McBride's wife. Again, I don't even remember the names of the characters. But Danny McBride's wife, after she was encountered by the alien, this wasn't a chest burster, it was a back burster, which was, you know, kind of cool. It was different. You know, the spores, you know, it showed how they can spread more like a virus easy enough. Which kind of took us out of continuity.
Great ideas, though.
Yeah, great ideas. But okay, so you have an alien encounter, you have an emergency situation. This woman totally freaked the fuck out, started screaming, started crying. Instead of following protocols, which you figure was drilled into her head, before going off on this lifetime mission, she totally fell apart. And that took me way out of the movie because it led me to believe, like, where's the training with this crew? You know, they're not keeping it together at all. And it just was totally like, come on. You know, at least hold it together somewhat.
And they're coming up with the solutions way too quickly, I think.
As far as what?
I guess the pacing. I think it goes back to my comment earlier. Like, today's movies, certain movies, like this, I guess, is gonna... Just the pacing is just way too rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, 1979...
It was a slow burn.
Even Jaws.
Yes.
Like, today's attention span, I think... I mean, we're lucky enough to, like, come out of the original format era. But this era, millennials, I guess you would
call it. These damn kids.
These damn kids, they have no attention span. I blame Facebook and social media and texting and all that crap. But it's you know, like someone, a millennial, quote-unquote, has commented on a movie that was classic in the 80s, watches it today, and says that was boring. Because the pacing is different.
My friend's daughter, who's 19 now, and she saw Jaws recently, and she says something like, it was so boring, it was just like a piece of shit shark movie, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, because everyone's waiting for the action. They're not getting themselves involved with the development of the characters and the situation and the atmosphere, and then you start shitting on the characters, then you start feeling things.
I don't want to paint a generation as a broad brush. I don't. I think
I'm not labeling the generation. I'm just pointing out that today's generation is now sucked in today's technology, that I think everything is rewiring their brains. Which is, it's gotta be true. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I don't know enough millennials to really make a decision that way.
I'm just changing my
get off my lawn.
I'm expanding my thought now. Because I guess I'm guilty too, because I would watch an 80s movie, let's say, with a different pacing than today's fast pace, and then watch a 50s or a 30s movie and be like, okay, that was boring.
Yes.
But I guess it's more evolutionary.
Yeah.
But I feel like that had something to do with the reason why Covenant was off.
And regarding the action, I think when you talk about Jaws and when you talk about the first Alien, you don't see the creature that much. So it builds suspense. And when you do see the creature, it's in these short spurts. But also when you see the creature in Aliens, there wasn't any CGI. In Alien Covenant, a lot, if not all, of the alien attacks was by a fucking cartoon. So when they got attacked, it took me so out of the movie, because they weren't being attacked by a real puppet, by a real thing. They were being attacked by a cartoon. So I know the actors are acting to nothing, and I know that I can see the digital imprint of this monster, and it's not as scary. I cannot suspend my disbelief by looking at this monster.
I didn't... Yes and no with that on my end. I think for me, the reason why it was so unexciting, and that's is because I've been here before. I've seen the Alien movie a couple of times. I've seen good ones. You know, like Alien and Aliens are my favorite. Alien. I mean,
oh yeah,
there are some interesting aspects to the other ones.
Yep.
But those are the only Alien movies.
Yes.
In my
yes.
Book. It's like watching this is like, oh, this is gonna be scary. This is gonna be gory. Sure, the commercials, the marketing, that all takes care of that. When you get in there, I'm like, okay, I don't feel moved at all. I'm just admiring the ideas, and I'm enjoying Fassbender's performance.
I mean, the trailer did nothing for me, so I went into this movie with low expectations, but I still wanted to see it because, you know, I am such a big fan of the first two movies, and 3 was all right. There were some moments in 3 which were cool, and I know Fincher's version. I know Fincher's version was chopped up by the studio. There were parts of Alien, the fourth Alien movie. I forgot the name. Resurrection, which was also cool, but that movie wasn't that bad. Prometheus was. Again, there were some moments. Fassbender was excellent, and I like Pierce. I like Guy Pierce as well.
I think. Just on that is like, you know, after Alien and Aliens, you know, Alien 3 was cool because it was a different vibe. It was a cool atmosphere. There was a lot of excellent British actors in that film.
Yes.
Then you got Resurrection, which was actually written by Joss Whedon. I think he regrets
writing. Oh, I didn't know that.
I think I'm not sure about this, but I think he regrets writing that. But I enjoy that because it's like a different movie. Don't associate with the other Alien movies. It's a comic book to me. Mm-hmm. It's very comic book.
Yeah.
And then Prometheus is very H.P. Lovecraft.
Yes, it's very psychological.
Which I appreciate.
Yeah, I wasn't that into Prometheus, but again, I enjoyed Fassbender's performance the best.
Yeah.
So, like, again, so a positive about this movie is I like the relationship between the two androids. I wish that was the main focus of the movie, along with the aliens. It was kind of like a Data and Lore from Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Which I loved. And I loved this part in Alien and Covenant.
Biasly, I am an android fan.
Okay.
You know, I love androids. I love Blade Runner. I love, you know, Star Trek Data, like you said.
Yep. And I was intrigued by Crudup's character. One, I like Crudup as an actor. But two, I liked having a man of faith and trying to be a leader after the original leader has died. And dealing with his personality and with the crew, I wish that was explored more. And I like the aspect of faith. Even though I'm an atheist, I don't have any faith, I appreciated that part of the story. But again, it wasn't brought to attention at all, or very, very little. And I was listening to some other review, and, you know, and I think it was from F This Movie, which is a great movie podcast. I think they were the ones who brought up. And then, of course, they just needed some more alien kill scenes. So after the crew is throughout this whole traumatic situation, you have a couple having sex in the shower, which led to the alien killing them while they were in the shower. It just seemed as a way to up the body count a little bit.
Classic campy horror situation,
yeah.
I guess.
There was, like, no reason for
Probably
it.
Probably just for marketing.
So at the end of this movie, I'm curious if... I'm trying to figure out the timeline here, but I guess I'm wrong, because it's before Alien. I was figuring maybe this is the ship that goes to LV-426, but that's way too early.
I don't know. The way
it's way too early.
The way they left it off, it sounds like there's
going to be another one.
Another spin-off prequel.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I mean, I think it did well in the box office, so it's possible they'll do it.
I was fascinated by the engineers in Prometheus.
Yeah.
And the way they made them in Prometheus just made them seem like normal people, you know? Like you didn't know anything about them. I wish I would learn, because humans are supposed to be part of them. Like, they're the genesis of human beings. So it's like,
which expands in Covenant with David engineering his own aliens.
Right. So, but, like, let's learn more about the engineers and where supposedly humans are from. And you didn't really get as... I guess, well, there's the why that David wanted to spread the alien gene, the spore. I understand that. But it just left more to be desired. There was just so much more for the engineers. I liked the look of them. And I just wanted to learn more about them. And that was another missed opportunity.
I guess I didn't read too much into Covenant before I...
Yeah, me neither. I knew nothing about it.
I actually expected to see the engineers again, knowing that this was coming off Prometheus.
Yes.
But yeah, like you said, you don't.
Yeah. So, you know, and the funny thing is that if there's another Alien movie coming out, I will go see it. In the hopes that it will be better and that it just expands upon it. You know, we've seen all the alien attacks before. That's not the issue. It's what to do around the alien attacks.
Yes,
is that I wanted to see
something new, and I think that they had it, but they lost it.
It was
like the whole new alien species that David created.
Yeah,
you probably only see that in action for like 10 minutes, if that.
It was a nice little tweak, which was cool, but you know, I wish there was more. So again, did Ridley Scott directed this one, right?
Or I think he's 79 years old, so not bad.
He did. Okay. Yeah. I mean, direction wise, look wise, it was good. Now, did Scott did the Blade Runner sequel as well, right?
He didn't direct it, but he produced it. I think originally he was going to, but I guess he spent too much time on this. So
Yeah. I mean, that looks good as well. So we'll see about that too. That's not until October, though.
Yes, that comes out on my birthday.
Oh, nice. Well, we have plans already then. All right. Well, anything else to add, Mike, before we go?
No, I guess guess if you're listening to this and you haven't seen Alien Covenant, I'm sorry if we spoiled it for you.
I will warn. I will warn in the blurb that there are spoilers.
Then if you have, then
yes.
Leave your comments below.
Leave your comments below. And Mike, where can people find you? Do you have a website to give or a Twitter?
Oh, I have a personal blog that I haven't been feeding a lot, but it's hypersonictuna.com. And Mike and I share a filmmaking site called FlickGorilla.com.
Yes. Yeah, that Hypersonic Tuna, Mike wrote a really good blog post about his Star Wars memories that I recommend everyone check out.
Thank you.
All right. So have a good whatever, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.